land of the free and home of the really productive.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This country's industrial output is up unexpectedly. The Federal Reserve reported the biggest gain in manufacturing output in nearly a year. The dollar is looking strong this morning, too. It's at a six-month high against the euro, and that is pushing down the price of oil. Crude is at about $113 a barrel. And, of course, cheap oil is like catnip for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.5% to 11,674. The NASDAQ has added 0.1% to 2,457. The S&P 500 is up 0.3% to 1,297. So investors are finally making money again. And if you need a place to stash your cash far from the prying eyes of the IRS, certain countries in Europe will be happy to oblige. Places like Switzerland and Luxembourg and the tiny alpine state of Liechtenstein, at least for now, as Stephen Beard reports.
Liechtenstein now wants to cooperate with foreign tax authorities, the plan to pass on information about certain undeclared accounts. The country is under international pressure. Earlier this year, it was battered by a major tax evasion scandal. A former Liechtenstein bank employee stole client data and sold it to the German government. Dozens of high-profile prosecutions ensued. Today's news that Liechtenstein is cleaning up its act may send a ripple of concern through certain American circles. Hague Simonian is with the Financial Times.
Although you may think Liechtenstein, this tiny country nestled between Switzerland and Austria, an unknown maybe to many Americans, possibly actually known to rather more Americans and wealthy Americans than you might imagine.
In a U.S. congressional hearing earlier this summer, it emerged that one Swiss bank alone, UBS, had 20,000 offshore American depositors. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And money is muggling things up for Harry Potter fans. The sixth film in the series was due out in November, but now Warner Brothers says we're going to have to wait a year for Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Evidently, Warner feels like it's made enough money this year with The Dark Knight. The studio also wants to make sure it has something to face off against Universal's big-screen adaptation of Land of the Lost next summer. I guess those sleestack are pretty scary.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
Michael Phelps won his sixth gold medal at the Beijing Olympics today. If he gets seven, Speedo will give him $1 million, and more endorsements are expected, as Scott Tong reports.
As soon as Phelps got out of the water in Athens 4 years ago, the sponsors started lining up. A Hong Kong MP3 player company gave him $1 million a year. Visa has flown him into workshops in China, an emerging market for plastic swiping. And Speedo hopes Phelps can help it outfit tens of millions of new Chinese fitness buffs. Phelps' agent expects more China deals after the games. But longtime marketers say when it comes to selling dreams here, the water is choppier than it looks. Beijing consultant David Wolf.
The Chinese want stars that they can relate to, just like in the United States, we want stars we can relate to as well. You know, Mary Lou Retton in 1984, she was the girl next door. That's the kind of celebrity that you want to have in China, not necessarily someone like Mr. Phelps.
There are exceptions in China. Kobe, LeBron, Beckham. The question is whether Phelps has the same transcendent appeal. In Beijing, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And here's an Olympic-sized gift idea for the person who has everything. China is putting the naming rights of the bird's nest up for sale. For a few hundred mil, you can put your name on the national stadium for about 30 years. Or if that's a little beyond your budget, you could take it down a notch, stay here in the U.S., and go to Coney Island. The New York amusement park is an American classic, but it's gotten pretty run down. Now there's a plan to revitalize it, as Jill Barchet reports.
Dick Ziggin personifies Coney Island. The gray-haired 55-year-old has tattoos running up and down both arms. He runs the museum, the annual mermaid parade, and the burlesque show.
You will never be the same after you witness the phenomenon that is...
Ziggin was a director on the redevelopment board, but he quit in disgust.
The current plan disrespects the history here. You know, the amusement industry was born here. Coney Island is the place where the hot dog was invented. Soft ice cream, the roller coaster, it all comes from here.
Ziggins leading protests over the city's move to slash the area designated for amusement rides by nearly half. Dominic Recchia represents Coney Island on the New York City Council. He says the renewal plan needs to be redrawn to create jobs in his depressed South Brooklyn neighborhood.
We want an all-year-round destination, and amusement parks today just don't make money.
The disputed land was recently bought up by a real estate developer called Thor Equities. Right now, the land is zoned for amusement rides only. But Thor wants to build hotels, a movie theater, a bowling alley, and a Nike Town store. Margaret Tobin is an executive vice president at Thor Equities. She says her company wants to attract visitors of all ages.
We really truly believe that retail is one of the important mixes there. I know from my nieces, shopping for them is entertainment and it is amusing.
Tobin worries about relying on tourists exclusively. Building movie theaters and hotel ballrooms to serve locals in South Brooklyn is less risky. Coney Island Ziggins says this roller coaster dispute could torpedo the whole revitalization plan.
And now they've got everybody yelling and screaming, and I'm not sure anything's going to be passed.
Meanwhile, the last amusement park in Coney Island, Astroland, is slated to close at the end of the 2008 season.
Right here, Brooklyn's best, Polar Express.
In Coney Island, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
It looks like some of that publisher's clearinghouse karma is coming back to Ed McMahon.
You may soon win $10 million in the American Family sweepstakes.
Yeah. The 85-year-old was facing foreclosure on his Beverly Hills home. Now he's getting a helping hand from none other than the Donald. Donald Trump doesn't know McMahon personally, but said he was a big fan of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Trump will reportedly buy McMahon's $4.5 million home and lease it back to him. I don't know. I've seen The Apprentice, and having Trump as a landlord sounds a little intense. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.